I think it is an excellent improved version compared to the previous version that was going back to 2007. The history of the Canada Food Guide goes back to Second World War era, that at the time in 1942, the first version was called Canada Official Food Rules because of the rationing and limited resources and food. The idea was to provide information to how with limited resources find nutritious food and use nutritious food. But over time, people, experts, policymakers, and a wide variety of stakeholders felt that this is a very impactful, very positive way of communicating information about food and providing helpful and easy-to-use information on food. Now, in the latest version, that is 2019, we see that those objectives are better met and a lot of improvement made that I will probably mention a few. So the improvements are at many levels. One important element to the food guide, the Canada Food Guide, is just inclusivity and considering that there is a diversity among Canadians, both geographically in terms of different food habits, different approaches, different traditions, respect for Indigenous people and their approach and vision to food as a very important part of life, and also to the geography. I think that all helped with the consultation process with these stakeholders, including experts in Indigenous food and Indigenous members of community. Community members themselves also had the opportunity to provide feedback, and a lot of those thoughts implemented in the food guide. And one of the most impactful elements of it, of course, is that our hope is that the flexibility and the way it is articulated will help to make nutritious food more affordable, or introduce more affordable nutritious food options to communities, which we feel it's a great improvement, such as improving different forms of nutritious food, such as dried, frozen, canned, that are still valuable and nutritious and helpful. So those are some of the highlights of important elements that included in this new version of the food guide. We were not surprised at all, because it was a well-researched work. More than 100 major systematic reviews and studies were implemented in this new guide. The Health Canada team, led by Dr. Hassan Hutchinson, was an amazing group to work with, and they did a very respectable job in terms of not only considering the evidence and science and integrating it with the new version, but also listening to different stakeholders, including First Nations, including Indigenous people and communities and public. So all in all, we felt this version so far has been and will most likely be the best version. Among other highlights is just the emphasis on hydration and drinking water being the choice form of the liquid for hydration and drinking. Again, it's very important to be mindful of your eating habits, to notice when you are hungry and when you are full. This will certainly help with curbing the issue we have with obesity. Cooking more often and involving others in planning and preparing meals will help us to help share food traditions across generations. And also, not forget that we have to enjoy our food, and culture and food traditions can be part of a healthy eating, and those are not two separate things. So all in all, we are very optimistic that this new guideline will provide a lot of good ideas for people to have more healthy, more nutritious food in their daily eating habits.